I'm not sure there's anything more exciting than having your own fitness business where you can choose your own hours, be your own boss, help lots of people to be healthy, fit and strong and do it your way. If you're passionate about helping people and you're passionate about health and fitness, is there a better business? And you might be excited about it and you share it with the people in your life, and there's people who'll say, oh, you can't be successful in business because all the businesses fail. Or you only start making money in business after your first year or your second year, or it takes 5 years before you can be profitable. And there's always people who'll give you the negative about business, what can't be done and how long it takes and how hard it is. And if you listen to those guys, you might never open up your business. However, if there was a foolproof plan to open up your fitness business day one profitable, so when you opened the door, when the day that you started the business, you were making money, would that be a little bit more exciting than you can't make money for the first 5 years? Now, how about listen to the people that have done that and follow their foolproof plan? And the other great thing about successful business is that every successful business in the world will either share with you exactly what they've done to become successful, and even better, share with you all the mistakes that they've made so that you can learn from their mistakes, so you can learn so much faster. So if you have a look at the overall picture, how do I open a successful business? And even more importantly, where it's making money from day one, there are some great questions to ask. And if you don't have answers to the following questions, then obviously you need to find them. And if you're a Max Fitness Business Diploma student, that's a really easy process, because the entire Max Fitness Business Diploma and Advanced Diploma program are designed specifically to make sure that you have every single tool and an enormous toolbox to make sure that your business is successful. So as you work through the program, you'll automatically come up with the answers to the following questions, because they're part of your business plan. And that's the all important thing. If you were going to build a house and you said to the builder, please come and start building my house, there would be one important question that came beforehand, which was, sure, show me the plans. And often in the Max Fitness Business Diploma program, people say, oh, I've got to do my business plan for my assessment. But ultimately, your business plan is your map to make sure that your business is successful. And now from day one. So to make sure that it's overall successful, please have answers to all of the following questions. And then to make sure that you can open the business day one profitable, you'll need to answer the following questions after that. So let's go. Business questions you must have answers for. Is owning a fitness business what you are the most passionate about? Every successful business owner in the world will tell you, the visionary who started the business will tell you that this is what they are the most excited about, the most passionate about. When you have focus and discipline for one thing and that's what you want to do the most, then you are much more likely to be successful at it. If you have a look at what you're doing at the moment in your current job, is it something that you want to get out of and you do want to start and or grow a fitness business? If you feel safe and comfortable and secure in your current job and you're really scared about starting your own fitness business, you need to ask that question. Do I want to wake up every day doing what I love to do and helping people to be healthy, fit and strong, or would I feel more comfortable and more safe staying in my current job and or getting a job in the fitness profession where somebody else pays me a wage or pays me to work? And that's it's a very different mindset and a big decision to make. If you decide then absolutely yes, I do want to have my own fitness business, I want to choose my own hours, be my own boss, help lots of people to be healthy, fit and strong and do it my way, the next question is, the business that you're going to open, does it fit in with your core values? As you put your business plan together, a great place to start is, what are my personal core values? What do I stand for? What do I believe in? And then build your business around who you are and what you stand for. The next thing to look at is, begin with the end in mind. So what's the long-term vision for your business? Obviously, you want to open up on day one profitable, but where do you want to be after 1 year, after 10 years, after 50 years? And the most successful companies in the world after 100 or 200 years, where do you want your business to be? What do you want it to stand for? Or you might be looking for, I want to set up a business for a certain period of time so that I can sell it for a profit and then retire early. So it's, again, a different mindset. So what is your long-term vision for the business? Then what's your business mission statement? What are you going to do? That this is your map, your daily compass. Every single day that we wake up, this is what our goal, what our aim is. This is what our business stands for, and this is what we do every day. Then who do you want to play with? This is your playground every day, and you're not going to work anymore, you're going to play. So who do you want to play with? Who are your clients? Who are your members? Who are your customers? customers? Who's your target market? So how old are they? How much money do they earn? Where do they live? Are they men or women? Are they sports people? Are they corporate folks? Are they elite athletes? Are they movie stars? Who is it that you want to train? And it might be that you want to train everybody, but to have a successful marketing plan, you can't talk the same way to everybody. And the great place to start is, who do you want to play with every day? Literally, who do you want to invest time with? Who are you the most excited about spending your days with? Then when you start your marketing plan, it's how will you let these people know, these specific people, know how you can help them. When somebody reads your marketing plan, they have to say these three things. That's me, they can help me, or they can help me and or somebody else in my life. And when I read your marketing, whatever it is that you send to me, and marketing is simply everything you do to attract people into your business, I have to feel like you're talking specifically to me, which is why you would market differently to men or women. You'd market differently to corporate folks versus stay-at-home mums, differently to athletes versus people who want to lose weight. So you need to know your target market, and then you need to speak to them specifically. Then, what will make your business the best for those people? So all the other people that might do the same thing that you do, they might provide weight loss, they might provide a fitness facility, they might provide an athletic plan for sporting people. What are you going to do that makes you the best for the people that you're contacting? So you don't want to be second best, third best, 10th best. You don't want to be fitting in with a really big crowd of gyms, personal training studios, other fitness facilities. When people think of you, they have to think, this is the best place for me to train, this is the best person for me to exercise with. What will you be doing to make that happen? And of course, that great question, which is, how will I add massive value to my clients or my members' lives? What are you going to do completely differently to anybody else that's going to make people feel like you're the people, you're the business, you're the trainer that is adding the most value to their lives? And that comes from the simple business strategy of having at least 3 to 5 USPs or PODs, unique selling points of difference, things that people will be talking about that you do that nobody else does. And you have to have at least 3 to 5. And if somebody else copies what you do, then isn't it exciting? You'll have to come up with something else. You need to stand out from the crowd, and it is a large, ever-growing crowd. There's always more gyms opening, more personal training studios, more online fitness businesses. It doesn't mean that you can't be successful. It just means you have to find what's going to make you completely different from everybody else, rather than trying to do the same as what everybody else is doing. And then the really important question, so that you can open profitable from day one, which is, how many clients or members do you need? How many customers do you need to be buying your product or service so that you can be open profitable on day one? So how much will they need to invest every week, every month? What's the yearly membership, the daily membership? How much money will each of those members need to be investing to make sure that you're profitable from day one? Now, once you've got answers to all of those questions, you now have a great business plan. And obviously your plan will also include where you'll set up your business and how much equipment you'll need and when you're going to be open. And that will all be determined, by the way, by your target market. And that's a really important thing to take note of. A lot of people open up a business and hope that it'll attract their target market versus, let's talk to our target market first. Let's talk to all the stay-at-home mums that will be coming to my business and find out what they want. Let's talk to all the elite athletes that I want to attract into my business and find out what they want, rather than trying to guess. So now you want to attract those people before you're even open, so that you've got a full membership base, you've got a waiting list, you've got no spaces left or available on the day that you open the business. So it's a simple, again, a checklist. Every person within a 1 to 5 kilometer radius of your face-to-face business needs to know when you'll be opening and what you'll be doing. Every person that lives in the area, every business owner, everybody within a 1 to 5 kilometer radius. Now, how to make that happen is a really simple process, and I'll take you through it. But you can't open up your business and people are at a coffee shop and someone says, oh, did you hear that there's a new personal training studio open 2 blocks from here? And everyone goes, no, really? So it's now about marketing that business before it's even open. If you're going to be doing an online business, then every person in your life, in your target market, needs to know that your online business will be accepting its first paying clients on such and such a date, or be taking its first enrollments or its first memberships to this online business by this particular date. So it's about getting in front of the people who want your product or service the most and doing a countdown of the day that your business is going to open. So if it's a month's time, 3 months' time, 6 months' time, you're literally going to count it down. You're going to create anticipation. You're going to create excitement so that everybody knows in your life, in the 1 to 5 kilometer radius of your business, that it's going to be open when. Now, the further out you can do that, the better. And the reason I share that with you is particularly with exercise. If people are really excited about coming to your business and you're not opening for 6 months, it gives them an opportunity to procrastinate. And by the way, that's a good thing, because they say, well, I can't join any other gym because the gym that I really want to join isn't opening for another 6 months. Now, it doesn't help them with their health and fitness goals, obviously, but it means they're excited about coming to your business, which is great. So make sure that you start your marketing plan as far out as possible. Now, one day before you open the business is not a good marketing plan. 6 months out is excellent. So now you start the countdown. You're going to have a Facebook page, Instagram, your website, and you're going to start counting down the days till open day. So 78 more sleeps until we open, 36 more sleeps until we open, 21 more sleeps until we open. And it's a countdown. So everybody in your life and everywhere and avenue that you can advertise your business needs to be sharing with the world how many days or how many months or how many weeks before your business opens. Now, for me, the most important way to do that, if you've got a face-to-face business where people will be coming into your studio, into your gym, into your health club, is to send out personal notes. Not brochures, not posters, don't do a letterbox drop. It's about personal contact. So you don't need to handwrite the note, but you want to have a handwritten note inside the letter that you send to people. And ideally, the letter's going to be in a coloured envelope. If you're not wanting to have the expense of posting letters to all the people in your area, hand deliver them. And just on the envelope, you put happy hello and put a big happy smiley face in a coloured envelope. If you went home tonight and got that envelope in your letterbox, I think you'd be pretty excited about opening it. You'd be wondering what's going on. And if you go with the Max Marketing Program, which is fun fat mail, where you make something or you put something inside that envelope that makes it fat, like a lollipop or a tea bag or a coffee bag or a peg or a toothpick, and there's a whole process of marketing for doing that, then you can now count those down. You can do 6 months out. You can do a letter every week for the 6 months before you open, or every letter for the 6 months before you open. Sorry, every week before the 6 months that you open. And each note is personal. It's in a coloured envelope. It's another happy hello. It's got something else in it that's of interest and it's funny. And it's piquing people's interest, creating anticipation, creating excitement that your business, which is going to do all these amazing things for your target market, will be opening in X number of months, X number of weeks, X number of days. So again, everybody needs to know. And the way to do that is to send a personal note to every house, every business, every professional that's in your local area within a 1 to 5 kilometer radius. You also want to let people know exactly the number of memberships or boot camp spaces or the number of clients that your business will be accepting. So if your membership base is going to be full at 500, or you only need 40 personal training clients for your business to be booked out, make sure you let people know that you only have positions for 40 people to lose weight, or you only have positions for 37 elite athletes to be able to run faster, kick further, jump higher. You only have 27 positions available for people over 100 kilos to be able to lose weight. And as you start counting down towards the opening of your business, you start counting down the numbers of spaces that you have available. So the 6 months out, you've got 40 spaces available, but 5 months out, you've only got 35 spaces available. 2 months out, you've only got 7 spaces available. So people can see that not only is this business going to open, but it's going to open booked out. So they need to get in early. And that's called anticipation. You have to create excitement. Now, to get people really involved with your business, to be excited about it, you have to ask three things: for their advice, for their opinion, and for their suggestions. People love it. It's the ultimate compliment that you can give people. Please tell us what you think. So you want to start market research forums at least 6 months out of opening your business. And if you're going to open your business in less than 6 months' time, get started right now. So you can do this both online and face-to-face. You can do it in the facility as it's being built. You can do it in your local shopping mall. You can do it at a service station. You can do it at a doctor's surgery. It doesn't matter. You just need to let the people know in your area that this is where your business is going to be open, even if it's not built yet. And you ask for their opinion. And you've often heard me talk about the wine and cheese booth. So you set up a forum area, a booth, a stand, and you ask people to give you their wine, their complaint, their grievance with the fitness profession or the fitness industry or personal trainers or diets or home exercise products, all the terrible things that have happened to them in the past when they've tried to lose weight, get fit, get into great shape, they've tried to join a gym or they've tried to use a personal trainer. So you ask them to whine at you. So the wine and cheese booth simply means that please come and have a wine, and you might even give them a glass of wine and a piece of cheese as they do it. But you find out all the things about our profession, about the fitness profession, that people didn't like. And obviously you then ask the question, when you originally joined the gym or when you originally started with a personal trainer, what was your number one health and fitness goal? And you go through the W questions, which is, so why did you want to do that? And where did you want to do it? And when did you want to do it? And how will you feel if you could still do it? And how would you feel if you never achieved that goal? And are you on track or off track to achieving that goal? And how can we help you achieve that goal? And it's a beautiful way to do initial consultations for your business before your business is even open. So another beautiful way to do that is simply set up a market research stand. So you have a beautiful area set up where you're asking for people's opinion. We are going to be the new personal training studio, the new gym in your local area. We want to find out all the things that have happened to you in the past about gyms and personal training studios that you didn't like, and or if this was your new fitness business opening up in this area, what would your advice be for us? What would your suggestions be? What would your ideas be? What should we do? Now, the beautiful thing about that is that when people give you their advice, if you actually use their advice, let's just say you have blue carpet in your studio because Mrs. Jones recommended blue carpet. You can then put a beautiful sign on the carpet in your facility that says, we've chosen this carpet because of Mrs. Jones, or we chose the name of our business because of the real estate agents in our area who recommended this would be a great name. The idea is that you get people involved in your business, even if they're never going to train there. Get them feeling like it's their business, it's their personal training studio, and then they'll be recommending you and referring other people to your business. The other great thing is you can do that online, and or you can set up a one-off event where you invite people for a glass of wine, a piece of cheese, maybe a dinner, and you ask for their advice and their opinions. You might, the suggestion there is if you send out 100 invitations, you'll get 20 to 30 people to come to the event. They'll give you their ideas and their opinions. Of course, you put them straight on your database and your business is, we could say, up and running, because as soon as you've got people on your database, you've got people to market to. And if you start doing that 6 months out from the day that you open your business, you'll be incredibly surprised how quickly your 40 spots or your 400 memberships get filled up. The most important thing that has to be done, however, is that every single person in your life, in your area around your business, in your target market, needs to have you, your business, your personal training studio, in the forefront of their mind. If somebody's thinking about a weight loss specialist, an athletic coaching performance specialist, a martial artist specialist, a person who trains performing arts performers, you have to be known as the expert or the specialist in your target market. So even if people aren't ready right now to train with you, when they're talking to their friends, when their friends are talking to them, when the day arrives that they do need to lose weight or they don't fit into their jeans or they are going to be starring in a movie and they have to get into certain shape, that you are the only person that they would call because you are the expert and the specialist that can help them. So please make sure that if you are really good at what you do and you're really passionate about what you're going to do, that your business doesn't take a year to become profitable. You can open from day one, if you put this into place, you can open from day one profitable. If you want any help, please give me a call. Obviously, I'm really passionate about this because I've done this more than once. And just as a personal story to finish with, I've never owned my own gym. I've always been the manager of other people's facilities where I've treated the business exactly as my own. And for 23 years of my career in the fitness profession, I managed other people's facilities. And what would happen is the gym owner would say to me, we're going to open a new gym. This is the opening date. And I would say, how many members do we need before we open? And they would say, well, we need 600 to be profitable, or we need a 1500 to be profitable. We need 700 to be profitable. And then I would put exactly into place what I've shared with you today. And every single time we've opened the facility with the exact number of clients that we needed for the business to be profitable from day one. So I'm sharing with you that this is a real life example of, if you put it into place, it will work. Make sure that you've got the answers to all the questions and you have decided that, yes, I want to have a business that's going to make me financially free, where I can choose my own hours, be my own boss, and help lots of people to be healthy, fit, and strong doing it my way. Remember that success equals making your vision real. So whatever you're thinking about doing, let's turn it into reality. And failure, the only definition is giving up on your dream, on your career, on your business. If you want to do this, the only reason that you won't do it is if you give up. And if you give up, you will fail. But if you never give up, you'll never fail.